We're so glad you can be with us today to look further into this very interesting study in the Gospel of Matthew, which we began in our last study, namely how it is that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to measure our work in view of the rewards that we will receive when we stand in His presence. We, of course, began with the statement twice repeated, "The last shall be first, and the first shall be last." That introduced a parable and closed a parable, which we read in your hearing in our last study. Time does not permit the rereading of the parable, but you will recall that there was a man who had a harvest of grapes. The grapes had to be gotten in 1 day's time. He went out and early in the morning, and he hired enough men, he thought, to get the harvest in. But it was necessary to go back again and again, because remember, the grapes would be ruined if they were not all gathered in that day. And then he went out when there was just an hour left in the day, a working hour, and he hired some men, and the harvest was completed. Then he said to his stewards, "Now, you pay the men." And the steward began at the very last, that is, the men that were hired in the last hour, and gave them a penny. Well, as the folk who began work early in the morning were looking on, they thought to themselves, "My, we'll get quite a bit," because we learned that a penny was the normal day's wage. So they thought, "Well, if those fellows that just work an hour are going to get a full day's wage, and we've worked all day," they expressed it in the words, "we bore the brunt of the heat of the day, why, we'll get more than that." But much to their chagrin, when the steward paid them, he gave them each a penny. And they murmured against the man who had hired them, and said, "This is not fair. What right do you have to treat us this way?" The Lord of the harvest answered them, "Is it not lawful for me to give to you what I think you need? Is it not lawful for me to do what I want to do with that which is my own?" Well, of course, you could understand, I think, from a human standpoint, why these individuals would be so upset for the time schedule that they were working upon was a time schedule that began at 6 a.m. and concluded at 6 p.m. Rather a long day, quite a bit longer than our work days now, quite a bit longer than our week schedule if this work had continued for a week. But certainly those men who started out early in the morning were so weary and tired, and these fellows that started the last hour of the day were ready to just take off and go again if need be. I say, from the human standpoint, it did not look fair. And from the human standpoint, it wasn't. You and I think, oftentimes wonder why God treats us the way He does. And when we compare the way that He treats us with the way that He appears to treat others, we are prone to say, "It just isn't right. It just isn't fair. God is not treating us the way that He ought to treat us." This parable will help us to understand something like that, I believe, and will enable us not to be guilty of criticizing God for what He does. For in this parable are a number of principles upon which God bases the doctrine of rewards. First, let me suggest to you that the rewards which are given for Christian service are based upon God's justice. For in the fourth verse of this 20th chapter, in the parable, He said unto them, "Go you into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you." And they went their way. And again in verse 15, when He answers the criticism that was leveled at Him that we talked about just a few seconds ago, He said, "Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good?" What is God saying here through this parable? He's saying, I will be just in the distribution of rewards. And no one has any right to come to me and say, God, that man over there didn't do nearly so much as I did, but you gave him as much as you gave me. My sovereignty, God says, gives me the right to do with what is mine own as I will. Anyone standing at the judgment seat of Christ, being disappointed because he is last instead of first, is ignoring the justice of God. And in this present age, any child of God who feels that he should be first instead of last is ignoring the justice of God. When something happens to you that seems terribly unfair, you can fret about it if you want to. You can complain and be unhappy all your life long. Or you can say by faith, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Someone may say to you, well, I don't understand why it's that way. And you can say, I don't either. But my confidence is in the living God. And the living God always does what is right. And then, too, as this man who hired the individuals said to them, is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? The sovereignty of God, that is, expressed in that very simple statement, that God has a right to do what he will with his own. The sovereignty of God enables us to rest in faith when disappointing things happen, because we know that we are not our own, we're bought with a price, and God has a right to do with us what he will. Oh, I'm not going to sit here and tell you today that what he does will always be pleasing to you. You'll always be happy with it. But I will tell you today, because I've gone through one experience after another where I would have had it different from what it was, I have found peace in the fact that God is sovereign and he can do what he will with his own. I am reminded of the words of Jeremiah, say, shall the pot or the vessel say to the potter, why hast thou made me thus? No. The pots, the vessels, don't argue with the potter. The potter makes them as he wills, and he always does right. Now, that may seem a bit cold to some of you and unfeeling, but there's another lesson in this parable for us, and I describe it in the words, God's generosity. Will you look down there at verse 9? When they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. Yes, these are the fellows that worked just 1 hour a day, but they received as much as the fellows that worked all day long. And I do not know of a better word to describe that act than the word generosity. For here they had worked only 1 hour. And not by the farthest stretch of the imagination could you say that they had earned that full day's wage if things were based upon the effort put forth. But I would like to remind our hearts today, my friend, that any reward that we receive from God is due to his generosity. Sometimes we think we deserve it. When you have time, read the story the Lord Jesus Christ tells of a man who came into his home and said to his servants, bring me something to eat. Bring me water to wash my feet. To make the lesson, the Lord Jesus Christ said, isn't it strange that this man, because his servants had worked all day, didn't say to the servants, you come and I'll serve you. You sit down and I'll wash your feet. Why didn't he do that? Because the servant was doing what he was supposed to do. And then he added this word, the Lord Jesus did, if we have done what we are supposed to do, if we have done our very best, we are still unprofitable servants. Friend, let us recognize today that if you and I get anything from God by way of reward, it will be because He is a generous God, and it won't be because we deserve it. How closely akin to God's generosity in the story of rewards, and yet with a thin line of difference, is the lesson that is brought to our attention in the 13th verse. Matthew chapter 20, verse 13. He answered, that is, the man who did the hiring, answered one of the complainers and said, "Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto the first." Now, or even as unto thee. Now notice that last statement. "I will give unto this last individual what I gave to you." He gave to the first, he gave to the second. Notice the emphasis. He gave. It's all of grace. That's the reason why that none of us have any room to boast or brag. Whatever position we may have in this life, whatever position we may have in the age to come, there will be no need to boast about it. There'll be no need to be disappointed in it, for it is all of grace. If it were not for His grace, we would get nothing, because even though we have done the best that we can, we are still unprofitable servants. So as we conclude our discussion today of the subject of rewards, as the Lord Jesus Christ answered the question which Peter asked, "What are we going to get out of serving you?" let us keep in mind that anything we get will be more than we deserve, for God's grace supersedes and goes beyond any failure, any disappointment to Him we may be. God's grace brings to us the rich blessings of His love, not because we deserve it, but because He loved us. Never forget that we love Him because He first loved us.